This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. By far, most deaths and hospitalizations in Colorado from the coronavirus are in unvaccinated patients. As CPR health reporter John Daly explains, that's according to the latest data from the state health department.
The Colorado Health Department looked at COVID-19 cases from January 1st through June 30th. It compared those patients who were fully vaccinated versus those who weren't. And the difference is stark. About 96% of deaths among COVID-19 cases occurred in unvaccinated patients. About the same figure, 97% of hospitalizations happened in unvaccinated patients. Out of more than 9,600 cases, a little more than 300, about 3%, were breakthrough cases where a fully vaccinated patient got sick enough to be hospitalized. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Larimer County officials are still searching for three people reported missing after a flash flood in Poudre Canyon last night, west of Fort Collins. Debris flowed into the Cache Laputa River, which Larimer County Sheriff's spokesperson Jared Kramer says poses a danger to recreators.
We've asked people to avoid the river, and the sheriff is in the process of placing a use restriction for all use on the river that will carry through the weekend.
One woman was killed and at least five homes were destroyed in the flood. And in western Colorado, mudslides and flood danger have closed Interstate 70 in Glenwood Canyon with no estimate for reopening. The U.S. House passed a comprehensive bill targeting so-called forever chemicals known as PFAS today. The bill would regulate two types of PFAS under the Safe Drinking Water Act, and they would be designated as hazardous substances under the federal Superfund law. Democratic Representative Jason Crow is one of the bipartisan group of lawmakers supporting the bill. He says it's a critical health issue.
And it's estimated that up to 100,000 Coloradans are impacted by PFAS in the water. So I'm going to continue to stand with this group. We are going to legislate, we're going to lead, and we're going to address this in every possible way that we can.
PFAS chemicals are found in many things, including firefighting foam used on military installations. In Aurora, it's 89 degrees. This is CPR News.